This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval. Welcome to an excerpt of the Stacky Benjamin Show. I'm Joe Saul Sehy. Jamie Wise, our social media contributor for the Stacky Benjamin Show, came down to talk about what the Buzz Index is looking at currently. And man, an interesting continuing story and some new news from social media land. And for our second headline today, we go to our special Buzz correspondent, where we talk about social media and investing. And Jamie Wise from the Buzz Index joins us again. Jamie, welcome back, dude.
Back to school, back to the basement. Great to be back with you. How are you, Joe?
I'm fantastic, especially now that you're here to talk about the Buzz. Let's start off with something that everybody's been talking about the last week. What's this deal about a $1,000, $1,500 iPhone? Has that changed? I know that Apple's a part of the Buzz Index. Has that changed your sentiment on the Buzz Index? Or is the wisdom of the crowds changed because that phone's so damned expensive?
Yeah, remember, my opinion doesn't matter, right? What we're doing is harvesting insights and sentiment insights around Apple specifically as an investment from all those thousands and really millions since they made that announcement, data points of conversation online. What do people think about all this? And this is a neat kind of segue into something we've talked about before, which is really differentiating the brand value of Apple and the story about the products versus what people think about that company from an investment perspective, which is what we really listen into. So of course, you get a huge amount of increased conversation across every online platform when Apple releases a new product, especially one that's been redesigned as much as the new iPhone X has. And when you put a sticker price like that on it, oh my goodness, everyone has an opinion. But what are they saying about it from an investment perspective? And we did find some interesting insights just in the 24-hour window around that announcement. And of course, we see volume increase. And really what people are saying from a stock perspective actually differed across several online platforms, notably where, you know, Twitter, which might be very reactionary, everyone was initially excited and positive, but across some more really investment and stock specific chat rooms and communities and forums, the sentiment was a little more muted. I would say it even declined a little bit. But both of those effects were really short-lived. They both came back by the end of the period and went back to their normal levels. And when I say normal, I'd say what we've observed over the last year, which is a general positive view towards the company, right? I think people expected good things out of Apple. They expected some fancy design features. Maybe the sticker price was a little more than people expected. But of course, from an investment perspective, if you believe people will buy the new iPhone, Apple's already mammoth profitability machine will just get that much more profitable. So we still see Apple as being very favorably viewed by the crowd, by investors all across the world. They like the company. It's valued fairly as a consensus view, or cheaply, I should say. And people still want to own it. They still want to hold it in their portfolio.
Man, that's expensive. Talk about something a lot less expensive, and I'm kind of hungry, so it's probably
not a good time to bring this up, but this is an area where the wisdom of the crowd also is different than the street. Domino's Pizza, talk about this one.
This was really interesting for us. So when we did the August rebalance of the index, you know, you see what the algorithm spits out as which companies are really positively being talked about. And lo and behold, we see Domino's Pizza in the list. And we had never seen that in the list. And it's interesting because the stock really has had a huge run over the last couple of years. And I think the average investor was not necessarily as excited about it as the analyst community, but they were getting there, and they were getting there slowly. And when the company missed its earnings in August and the stock fell 10%, the reaction was swift. The volume of conversation increased. People really viewed it as a buying opportunity. Now they said, you know, the analysts that were so bullish that are now turning tail and sort of cutting their estimates and maybe falling away from the story, the investment community really saw it as a buying opportunity. They think the general growth of Domino's, the valuation is still there, still positive, and this allowed them an entry point. And this is a really interesting thing that we see all the time in our data, is that the crowd doesn't always agree with the expert opinion, and that's where we can really find some true insights. And so here with Domino's, we had that 10% decline. Since it's been added to the index, the stock has been pretty stable, right? And I, for those technical chartists out there, that's a good thing, right? We're seeing stability at the new price. We're building a new base. The crowd remains collective. I think we may get back and actually test some old highs in not the too far off future here. So one to watch, a new one for Buzz, and we're actively interested in how it all plays out.
That's so interesting. But I just like talking about the pizza. Let's not talk about performance. Let's just talk about pizza.
Yeah, let's go away from the investment perspective into the brand perspective, right? Sure. Really? Who doesn't love Domino's pizza, right? It's yummy.
I'm starving. And Domino's, if you want to sponsor the podcast, just write to me. Let's talk about something else that we've discussed here before. We talked about the theme of biotech, right? A lot. It seems like you and I have had this discussion. But in June and July, we talked about this biotech theme, and now this seems to have come more to a head. I see that in July, you guys added Kite Pharmaceuticals to the mix. Tell me about that.
It was another new name for us in July. And you're right. Back in June, we talked about biotech companies generally, and that what we were seeing is after a long period of stability, sentiment, and I guess this is back to the chartists, right, would validate this, sentiment started picking up. And we sent out a flash notice to our subscriber base alerting them to this idea that the stocks are flat over the last year, but sentiment is building. You know, we should expect to see some upward movement in shares of biotech companies. And for those of you out there listening that aren't on our flash notice list, make sure you go to stackingbenjamins.com/buzz and you can sign up for our flash notices there. So we did see it. So in July, Kite Pharmaceuticals, much like Domino, shows up in the index. And it wasn't that much of a surprise given that we were seeing, you know, the sentiment uptick within the sector, but it was a new name and we could identify that people were, you know, really positive around the company's approach to their CAR T, they call it therapy, but it's basically patient specific analysis in creating therapies to help fight for cancer. And so the community was really buying into their approach. They saw the longer term value in it. It comes into our index. And lo and behold, it didn't take long for Gilead to validate everyone's opinion and actually buy the company
really?
In the middle of August in a $12 billion all-cash acquisition. So we had this lovely 68% gain in a month and a half on a stock that was just in the index. But the more interesting story, and that's wonderful, and we all like to see that. But of course, you know, you shouldn't expect to see that every month within any investment strategy. But really, to us, the validating point was how we saw this coming in June, right? We saw the breakout, the sentiment breakout happening. We got a little bit heavier in our biotech allocation. Kite was one of those names, and timing was just right for Gilead.
It really, and once again, it wasn't you that saw it. It was the crowd that saw it, and you followed the crowd.
Exactly right. We don't make the decisions here, right? What we're able to do is really appreciate that we know sentiment drives asset prices. We know that sentiment is a premium and a factor that's always been embedded in the returns of stocks since the first day of trading. Since the first stock that ever traded out on the street and then into the exchange, there was a collection of people talking about it, and the sentiment of those people drove the stock price. we could never before measure that sentiment at the individual stock level because we didn't have a data set to do it. But with the continued adoption of online communities and people being comfortable sharing independently their views across those online communities, we really have that data set now, and we can identify sentiment, not just about the market overall, but really at the individual stocks level. And over time, as we see, it can really add some alpha into your portfolio.
Another good month for Buzz. In August, I believe you beat the S&P 500 by 1.4. Is that right?
That is correct. The streak continues outperforming year to date, and I'm happy to see it. And hopefully we'll see it continue down the road.
Well, thanks again, Jamie, for hanging out. For everybody who wants more on the Buzz Index, it trades under ticker symbol BUZ. And as Jamie said earlier, if you head to stackingbenjamins.com/BUZZ, you can get the flash notices as they come out showing some of the buzz that's out there. So check out the Buzz Index. I should also disclose that I own shares of the Buzz Index myself. It's been great for me. Do your own homework, though, to check and see if it's great for you. Jamie Wise, thanks for hanging out, man.
Always great to be here. Thanks, Joe.
For more on the Buzz Index, it trades under ticker symbol BUZ, or head to stackybenjamins.com/buzz, BUZZ. That's stackybenjamins.com/BUZZ. For more on the Stacky Benjamin Show, well, we're wherever you listen to podcasts every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Hope you can join us in Mom's basement for one of our episodes. Until next month, this is Joe Salcihi. Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. But one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot, is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner, because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right? You could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.